I'm secured. I was a navigator and working in Air Force attached to an RAF squadron. We had quite a number of daylight trips in our when I was flying that particular period. One morning on takeoff, we just got airborne, maybe 200 or 300 feet, when the escape hatch, one of the escape hatches, which is right behind the pilot, and flew off. And everything created, well, at that speed, created quite a bit of suction, and maps flew off the table, and the wireless operators, he was using his stuff, so skipper decided he'd make a circuit and come in and get new. But then he realized he got a full bomb load and a full full tank of gas, and a pretty dicey do. So we decided we'd press on. So meanwhile, while this was going on, the skipper, or the my flight engineer sitting right behind me, he we got together, we took a panel, the paneling in the it was mediocre in those days, it just covering stuff. It was much like a masonite type thing. We got tore a chunk of that off the side wall and just going to stick it up over the escape hatch. This thing would be about 2 feet square. Well, of course, all the structure just pulled the thing right out of our hands and went right up the roof, and we're still in the same position. So we got tried to get a little smarter and got a bigger piece, and instead of just sticking it up, we put it just to the head and tried to slide it back. And there was enough of an overlap on the sides that it just stayed in position. And that was fine, except we still had a little bit of a draft, but it got awfully cold. And from that, the rest of the trip, it was one of the coldest trips we had, because we normally had a little bit of heat under my position. And it made for a long trip that day, and it's pretty... what difficult handling my instruments, what I needed, my dividers and the pencils and whatnot. When you get up 20,000 feet, it was an eventful day, let's put it that way.